Send a movie idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
John, describe our surroundings.
We are sat on a balcony on the fifth floor of a building outside watching London go by. You can probably hear the sound of just general commotion.
There's some general commotion. I just heard a police siren. Well, I don't know if it was a police siren. It could have been ambulance.
Or ambiance.
Ambiance for the ambulance.
I would say, because look, it's episode 90. We've got to celebrate. We've got to do it in style.
Is this 90?
Yeah, we've done 90. 10 more to go until we call it a day.
Sad.
Yeah,
it's quite sad, isn't it?
I don't know if I'm being serious or not when I say that.
I know. But no one's reacted yet. We keep threatening and no one said a single thing. Maybe they're like, that many?
Yeah.
Call it a day now. Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory from broadcasting to London from a balcony. Hello! This is like the Beatles when they were on that rooftop.
Yes!
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory. I did that bit. The world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. Wait, let's see if I'm going to do a call and answer to London. The world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast! If you just dub in all of London shouting podcast, that'd be really good. The rules are... What are they? The rules are... This is only funny to me and you because people don't really... They might not believe we're on a balcony. They might think we've added some sort of effect. Every episode, we can read out as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it will take up residence in a recently vacated cupboard in the Ecuadorian embassy. I'm Joel, a man who puts the wicked in WikiLeaks, and across from me is John Harris, a man who does a simple control F on any major government document leaks for the words John Harris, and if he doesn't find them, he moves on. They'll get you one day, John. They'll get you one day.
I do think about...
What's the all worst? The terrible things you've done.
Yeah, what's the worst thing I've done? And could
say it. Say it now on the podcast.
Get it out there.
So for 90, and I'll tell you the worst thing I've done in 100, and that will guarantee we stop doing this podcast.
I might as well get it out there before Assange gets me.
He can't get you now. He's behind bars. Did you see his beard?
Yeah, I feel bad. Like, as soon as I saw that picture, I was like, well, here come the memes. Like, it was...
He can get memed, can't he?
It was very meme ready.
Yeah, maybe he knew that.
What about this one from Colin? Noel Gallagher gets bitten by a radioactive Spider-Man. Sorry.
No, I like that. Spider-Man bites him.
For the record, Colin didn't write that. I've totally messed it up.
Colin's not an idiot.
Noel Gallagher gets bitten by a radioactive spider, Spider-Mank.
Good. I feel like we've done that before, maybe.
Well, he's also
Super-Mank.
Noel...
He also done Super-Mank and Bat-Mank. Catwoman-Mank.
Wonder Woman-Mank. Noel Gallagher opens a circus, the greatest showman.
Good. Very good. Very good.
I love the idea of a Spider-Man with a bit of swagger.
So do I.
Does he have
Well, he does in the third one, doesn't he? Remember?
Peter Parker!
Peter Parker clicks at everyone.
He wears a Parker!
Oh, very good. Sorry. Peter Parker. That is very good.
My voice went very high-pitched to that revelation.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Thank you. All right. Nope, that wasn't Mancunian at all.
That sounded like Ringo Starr.
All right. Peter Parker.
Dudley.
I assume the villain of the film is Damon Albarn.
Damon Albarn. Very good, John. Very, very good.
So, yeah, they recreate the... what was the songs? It was like a really good Blur one and a pretty average Blur.
I feel like maybe it was Country House.
Which is a fine Blur one, and the Oasis one was better, but they lost.
Yeah, they did.
I think they had something like, they were fighting with like something like Don't Look Back in Anger,
yeah,
weren't they?
I think they might have been, yeah. God, the charts meant something then.
Oh, God.
Did the charts mean something when you were a lad?
Yeah,
they did, didn't they?
It was a big deal. Also, this sounds like I'm going to sound like the oldest man in the world, but you did the whole, like, you'd listen to the charts because it was all the big music, and you'd have your little cassette ready to record any of the ones you liked.
Yeah.
You kids have it so easy these days with Spotify and LimeWire.
I used BearShare was my torrenting site of choice. The Pirate Bay. This podcast is brought to you by Pirate Bay. Torrent anything you like for free.
It's not. We don't approve.
I think they shut the Pirate Bay down.
It sounds so sexy, though. Pirates are very cool.
Pirates are so cool, mate. They're so much cooler than the law.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Look, I love the law, but it's not cool.
No, the law. Yeah. No, so, look, the law, it does a lot of good, but it's not cool. Laws aren't cool.
I broadly agree. But there are a lot of laws that I would say are cool for legal reasons.
Name 10 of them. Nate, what's your favourite? What's the coolest law?
Tweet us.
Jude.
That's very good.
Thanks, mate.
What about this one from Paul? Pret Cemetery. Deceased sandwich eating. When I saw that, I was like, this is so on brand.
This is so me. Pret's the best restaurant in London. So what happens, right? There's some sort of spooky Pret. You know they've got veggie Pret's now?
Yeah.
Well, on Halloween, they open spooky Pret.
He said, and deceased sandwich eating victims come back to seek life.
No, the sandwiches come back to life.
To seek revenge on those responsible.
What happens is, you eat the sandwich, you throw it away, and the next day the sandwich is there again.
That sounds excellent.
No, but it's more evil. You haven't considered how evil it might be, John.
Do you?
And it's not right. You wouldn't want to eat the same sandwich every day, even if it was a Pret one.
Mm.
Favourite sandwich? Probably the tuna baguette. It's a very good tuna baguette.
Does the sandwich have to come from the sandwich fridge bit, or can I have one of the...
the breakfast baguettes.
The breakfast baguette from the front counter.
Oh, my word. What do they do with those eggs?
They're amazing.
I don't know what they do with those eggs.
Yeah, so I'll have one of those, please.
I want one of those right now. I'm really hungry, John.
Right, this evil sandwich that keeps coming back, and then he realises...
The person that eats it becomes progressively more evil, and their thoughts start to be taken over by taking down Eat and other and Leon
whatever
and kind Pod.
Of- We both live and work in London, and that is every street.
I've just described every street in London.
Well,
it's like London now is just like, you know, in Scooby-Doo when they're running for ages and the background stays the same. That's what fucking London is, mate. It's a load of shit.
Lovely bit of visual stuff there. What about this one from Lem? Call of Flutie. Do you watch Call of Duty?
Line of Duty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Call of Duty, the war video game. That's even better. So wait, is it a video game? Is them suggesting a video game where you kill people via flute?
People really like Line of Duty.
Yeah. Can it be Line of Flute?
I've tried watching it. I've got some news for you, listeners. It's not that good. It's fine. The first series is punctuated by a lot of jokes about an overweight woman eating cake.
Oh, yeah, I remember you
saying
this.
Which is so weird. And the second series, they try and do a serious storyline where... some bloke dresses up as a female nurse and manages to get into a hospital and then throws a police officer out a window. It's nonsense. I cannot believe the praise it gets online.
The thing about Line of Duty...
I think it's fine.
Fine
of duty.
Everyone listening, can you please tweet Jed Mercurio about
I'll fight him. I'll fight him.
He doesn't take shit on Twitter. He's so constantly livid.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Bring him on, mate, because I'm pretty chill. So bring him on. Well, I'll fight Jed in the street.
Joel and I are sitting in these kind of like scoopy 60s chairs and getting progressively more and more chilled.
Even more chilled. If Jed was in this, no, he wouldn't even sit in it. He'd be stood up in the corner, pacing.
What film are we talking? Are we still on Pret? No, we're on...
Call of Flutie. Some sort of war-based musical fun time.
If guns made the sound of flutes...
Would it be better? You're right. If guns make comedy noises, like a fart, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Or if they made that laser sound you had when the guns when you were a kid. Yeah. It was like a rotating selection of effects.
It was a rotating selection of effects.
Let's listen to them now.
All kids toy...
You're going to drop them in there, John.
Yep, sure. Why not? All kids toy guns had a selection of effects. There's probably 10 sound effects, of which maybe 6 sounded like guns or lasers and 4 were like helicopter.
Yeah, 4 were pretty out there ones. All together, they sound like an Oxide Neutrino track.
Would you?
That's how they wrote their music. They had three microphones, one each for Oxide and Neutrino, and then a third microphone they just fired a toy gun into. And a fourth microphone for sampling Guy Ritchie films. Is that what? No, and the Casualty theme tune.
How'd you get those mixed up?
Oh, mate, don't you?
All right, right. No, wait, here we go. If, you know, comedy is the element of surprise, I believe. A lot of it.
What? isn't it timing? Ask me what the secret of comedy is.
No.
Ask me.
What's the secret?
Surprise. We just do this podcast for us, don't we? Come on, be real. Is this plugged in?
I just really like the image of someone in Call of Flutie going to shoot a gun, but then just flying directly upwards because he's got it on helicopter setting.
You don't. It's a 1 in 10 chance you'll get an actual bullet fire out. I'd like that. I like that a lot.
That's how, at the end, the hero of Call of Flutie, with his flute gun, he drops it with his 10 sounds, and the villain goes to shoot him in the head. Just flies up into the air.
That's a fun image. It's a fun image. Did you ever play those war video games?
No, because I was a Nintendo kid, and they didn't really have war games.
There was a Call of Duty game available on the GameCube.
Oh, okay. No, I had like Time Splitters and stuff, which is more like,
oh, Time Splitters,
which is
sick.
Shooters, but it's all like crazy sci-fi shooters.
Yeah, I love Time Splitters.
And you could play as a monkey.
And you could do co-op. Could you?
Time
Splitters 2. I think Time Splitters 2. You could do co-op. Yeah. Oh, I loved that so much.
What about this one from Jason? 3 billboards outside of Mos Eisley, Tatooine. So, what?
It sounds a bit like Missouri.
Oh, do you know what? I didn't even care about the title. I didn't even care. Sorry.
All I look for is the pun.
I'm fine with the pun.
You don't see much advertising in Star Wars.
Yeah. Are there billboards in the
Star Wars? Are there products?
Yeah. There must be. And adverts.
Is there popular drinks?
Yeah, like, blue milk.
Oh, yeah.
Blue milk.
So there's billboards for blue milk?
Yeah. I would imagine blue milk is the Coca-Cola of that universe.
Do you think?
Yeah. Where it's like the number one selling drink in every country apart from Scotland.
Apart from Space Scotland.
Yeah. And so it's got to be, maybe, right, here we go. Remember in that the exchange early in the film where Obi-Wan Kenobi cuts off that alien's arm, even though we don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
So he got, and none of the like space police are like investigating his arm being cut off.
Yeah.
So he puts it up on the billboards.
Nice.
And it's like, you know, still 3 weeks, no one's found my arm.
Yeah.
And then a film happens. Is that what we did when we make films?
I think we did once.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, what about this one? Fast and Furious presents Calvin and Hobbes.
Right.
There's a new Fast and Furious film coming out called Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw,
yeah.
Which sounds, that's lazy, right? I guess that's just the surnames of the characters.
For sure.
But are they just all conquering a powerful now? They can get away with calling it Fast and Furious Presents. It sounds like an evening with.
Yeah. Well, Hobbs and Shaw sounds like someone who makes shirts.
It does. Or shoes.
Yeah.
Or both.
Where'd you get those from? Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw, yeah. But Calvin and Hobbs racing cars. That's fun, isn't it?
I'm there for it.
I loved Calvin Hobbs so much as a kid. So much so that we had cats called Calvin and Hobbs.
It kind of passed me by. It's a kid with an imaginary tall tiger thing.
Yeah. It's one of the, it's like, it's a bit Peanuts-esque and it's very philosophical and really ruminates on the meaning of life. And, you know, I was pretty into that stuff as an 8-year-old.
You'll be unsurprised to hear that actually as a kid, most of the comics I consumed were French.
Oh, so we're Tintin.
Asterix and Obelix.
I love Asterix and Obelix so much.
Tintin, Belgian, technically, I think you'll find. Asterix and Obelix, Boulet-Bill. Boulet-Bill's a kid and his dog. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Dennis the Menace.
There's definitely some Dennis the Menace vibes. Isn't it mad that in America and in the UK at the same time they accidentally invented a mischievous child called Dennis the Menace?
Is that true?
Yeah. You know the American version where it's like a blonde kid?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not anything to do with it.
No, it's just by chance around the same time.
Obvious rhyme, isn't it?
It's just a zeitgeisty thing, isn't it?
Mm.
There was a lot of Dennis's, and I guess some of them were menaces.
Deni.
What are we doing? Idris Elba is a superhero villain.
Is he?
Yeah. In Hobbs and Shaw and.
What does that mean? What he just has? He has a bad car.
No, he's got like superpowers. The thing is.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a facet of the Fast and Furious universe now?
Well, he's been like genetically modified to be incredibly strong and
into a car.
He's a transformer.
Oh, there's some crossover happening.
Imagine if the final sequence is Idris being like, "This isn't even my final form," and he just turns into a car with
the
his Cockney face.
Transformer. I'd love that.
For the record, I know this isn't even my final form. Is a Dragon Ball Z.
For the record, I don't give a damn. So Calvin and Hobbes take on Idris Elba, that's what we're pitching here.
I mean, I would watch it.
That's from Matt. Hey, thanks, what about Matt. This one from Tom? Cat and Snoop Dogs. Remember the film Cats and Dogs?
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Well, now the army of the cats are taking on Snoop Dogg. Remember the Cats and Dogs, they all had voices?
Yeah, they were.
And they were at secret war with each other that the parents and the real people didn't the kids and the parents didn't know about. They were waging war, and they had like super high tech gadgets.
Yeah,
they had like laser beams and Mission Impossible style.
It had
harnesses.
Like a Small Soldiers vibe, but with pets instead.
It did, yeah.
But Small Soldiers is really excellent, and I don't know whether Cats and Dogs was any good.
But in this one, Snoop Dogg has he's bought up all the alleyways in LA, and he's turning them into like interconnected water parks. There's nowhere for the cats to hang out anymore.
Why is he turning them into water parks?
Snoop Dogg wants a great big water park, and cats hate water, don't they?
Oh, very nice.
He's building like this massive slide through every alleyway in LA, and it means the cats have got nowhere to hang out anymore, so they wage war against Snoop Dogg.
And there's a fun final chase sequence where
there is actually, yeah, that says it here.
Where Snoop jumps into the water slide, and that one of them has to be brave enough to follow him down the water.
Yeah, no, loads of them, yeah, maybe loads of them follow him in little floats.
Mm. And then they realise that they love water.
And Snoop realises he loves cats. And he changes his name.
Oh, I really
Snoop
like that
Lion. Which is a big cat.
What about this one from Buck D? Billie Eilish Madison.
Right, someone explain Billie Eilish to me. Billie Eilish.
No, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, yeah.
She's like a
Billie Eilish.
She's like a teenage goth pop star.
Does she do raps?
No, she does like...
I've seen a lot of people saying her lyrics and then saying, lol, haha, silly lyric. But then are those people just too old to understand?
Yeah, I think it's not for us.
She's so famous.
Yeah, it's like...
She has scary eyes on that poster on the tube I saw.
Yeah.
I haven't got the tube since, John.
Yeah, and there's a music video where she's like crying blood. Pretty full on.
Like that Bond villain.
Pretty much.
Is Billie Eilish the next Bond villain?
I wouldn't be against it.
I'm into it.
They need more like...
Is her surname too like Eyelash for her ever to be taken seriously as a pop star?
I think we can see fully well that she's been taken seriously as a pop star right now.
Yeah, not
now,
by
right?
me, though.
Well,
and that's the ultimate,
the ultimate kudos. Accolade. It,
you know, take your billion streams and your awards and your big gigs. Is Joel Grove interested?
It's a good question. She's like a breathy, low-pitched, like, singer.
I thought you were going to say she's like a breath of fresh air, then. I haven't heard any of her songs, but maybe you could play me a song after this.
Yeah.
We can groove to it. Can you groove to it?
You can get down to it.
Is it dancey or is it gothy?
It's more... we'll have a listen. And she plays golf? Is Billy
she
Millie
plays
Madison
golf? Yeah, Billy Madison's the golf one.
No, that's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Billy Madison... It's not Dirty Deeds. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Is it the, Mr. What, Deeds.
Is it the one where he Deeds. Plays the son of the devil?
Oh, maybe it is.
No, it's not that one. Oh. That's Little Nicky.
What's Billy Madison?
Is it the one where he's the water boy?
Yeah, it is. Billie Eilish becomes the water girl for a big sports team.
Oh, that's good. I'm very happy for her. I think it's time for us to move on to our own.
Hey, I've got a good idea, John.
Yeah?
Let's do our own film ideas that's as we look out. It's such a gorgeous day, isn't it?
It is.
London's like, come and have a pint in me. And we're like, hold on 5 minutes. Hey, do you want my film idea?
Yes.
Okay, it's, you know Hellboy?
I've heard of it.
What about Hellman? He makes mayonnaise. Done. What's your idea?
Oh, fucking hell.
No, so Hellboy,
it's going to be a 12-minute episode.
Hellboy is a scary demon. Is he a demon? Yeah. He is, because the poster says even a demon has demons.
Exactly.
What about the demons' demons? That's what I say. That's what I've scribbled on every poster of that. Who polices the police? Anyway.
I think you'll find that's a line of duty, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is. Well done, Jed. Ah, you got me.
He's livid in the corner.
Mercurio. It's very Shakespearean, that surname.
It does.
I think because there is actually a character called Mercurio.
Mercutio.
Mercutio.
Oh, but is that spelt Mercurio? Have I been saying it wrong this whole time? Who knows? Who cares?
Honestly, mate, who cares?
Jed!
I don't think people listen to this for...
Jed!
I actually don't think... I know you keep saying this otherwise, but I don't think people actually listen to this to learn about Shakespeare.
Jed!
Imagine someone called Jed is down there. It's just down there going, think it's a message from God.
If God spoke to you, and rather than me, like, in your head, like,
Joe!
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 Joe! It's God! It's God here!
I'd run. I'd run, mate. I'd run. So Hellboy, he kills all the bad demons.
Yeah.
And he moves to East London, and he starts making artisanal mayonnaise. I don't think mayonnaise has been gentrified yet. I think...
How do you make it more trendy?
Well, you say that, but everything... You can't... Like, they opened a cereal cafe, John. Anything can be done.
Yeah.
Interestingly, in the world of condiments, everything's been revolutionised. But Heinz and Hellmann's, they're like steadfast, aren't they? You can't beat them.
In France...
There's pretenders. There's always pretenders.
Oh, for sure.
People come along. Daddy's ketchup.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, how did that ever get past marketing?
I remember there was like...
Daddy's sauce.
I remember there was a period a while back where people were going like, I think this Branston baked beans is going
to
take over.
I was about to mention Branston baked beans, and you're wrong. No one thought that. They just carpet bombed supermarkets, so they were everywhere. But no one liked them. I had a tin.
Yeah.
No thanks. Give me Heinz. So he revolutionises the mayonnaise game.
In France, they put a little bit of mustard in the mayo, and it really does give it a little...
Magnifique.
Je ne sais not. Quoi. I don't know quoi. What about this idea from me, John? The Marvelous Miss Maisel. So I get...
Why is that show? Amazon Prime really wants me to watch that show. And is it because it's a good show, or is Amazon Prime short on titles?
No, it's got loads of Emmys and stuff. I think it is genuinely a good show. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
Is it the woman who does stand-up?
Yeah, we're here to talk about which Avenger would be the best at stand-up.
Oh, shit.
It's not Captain America.
No.
I think...
It's not Iron Man.
Do you not think he's got that charming kind of...
Yeah, but people wouldn't warm to him because he's too all-conquering. It's like if Jeff Bezos started doing stand-up. Can you imagine it? Hey, you know when your wife takes 3% of your salary and becomes the 7th richest woman in America? Am I right?
Whoa.
Hey, what about that private jet airplane food? It's great. Stuff like that.
Okay, fine.
It's not... You can't have... A stand-up comedian can't be one of the richest men on earth with all-conquering technologies. What's he going to do? Thor. Thor's good. Thor's got lots of funny lines.
But he wouldn't go to the comedy club because he's not self-aware. The joke... The humour of Thor is that he doesn't realise he's funny.
Yeah, that's so true. Who knows they're
funny?
Rocket
Raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon. You're so right. And also, first of all, people's minds are blown because there's a raccoon on stage. Am I right?
Yeah.
And he could probably fashion the microphone into some sort of handy gadget.
Yeah.
He's quite
true.
Good at gadgets.
The thing is,
I reckon Groot would be the best stand-up. It's like anti-comedy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always thought it'd be really funny to do 5 minutes of stand-up. I might do this one day, where you just walk on stage, right? And you just hold the microphone to your face, and you just go, joke, 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 punchline. And then you gesture to the audience, and you just go, laughter, 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 laughter. And then you just say, joke, joke, story, anecdote, joke, joke, punchline. And then you just go to the audience again, laughter, laughter, laughing, laughter, applause, applause, laughter. And you just do that for 5 minutes. I've always been quite scared, but I think about it quite a lot.
I Am Groot is like the Coinstar guy.
He is the Coinstar guy!
For the record, it's not, we won't do it justice, but there's a guy on you, Twitter.
I love that guy so much.
And he does a routine where he just goes, he says, so I went to the Coinstar and it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
It for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, a different intonation.
So good. It's so good. He also did an amazing song about that film. Where Zendaya was Michi and LeBron James was Gwangi.
That's how good that was. I don't know. I can't remember what the film was called, but I still know all the lyrics to the song.
Danny DeVito is Dorgo. Yeah, good stuff. That's better content than this.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I think, yeah, you're right. It'd be the Rocket Man.
The Rocket Man.
Which I'm looking forward to panning in an episode soon because it's the new Elton John film. Anyway, we know it's the end of the podcast because they're out onto the balcony.
Climbing.
Climbing the balcony is a man called Jed. He thinks, yeah, we summoned him up here. Sorry, Jed. Get back down. Kick him off.
Jed! 9 episodes to go, guys. So if you want to get in your suggestion, you've only got 9 to do, and then we're not doing anything ever again.
Bye! That was fun on a balcony. Yeah. We're going to go and drink a pint now. Although you and I aren't going to have a pint because we both had pints last night.
We had crafty beers. Crafty beers really mess you up.
What are you going to have?
Probably going to have a cola and mixer. Cola and mixer?
Whoa! Cola and cola.
Can I have a cola with some more cola?
With some diet cola in there. Half a pint of each.
Yeah, probably some sort of rum and coke.
I wouldn't mind starting with a Lager Shandy.
Oh, yeah.
Lager Shandy Brothers.
Shandy Apologists for life.
The Shandy Apologists. That's our new podcast.
Yeah, next, after 10 episodes, Shandy Apologists for life. Get your Shandy Apologist tattoo.
Yeah, start apologising for Shandys. No, don't apologise for Shandys. Drink a fucking Shandy.
Absolutely.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.